The political thriller The Lives of Others centers on the Stasi, the secret police unit founded in East Germany in 1950 with the help of the Soviet Union. Aided by citizen informers, the Stasi spied on, interrogated, and imprisoned suspected dissidents until 1989. The Lives of Others was a hit in Germany and is a nominee for this year's Academy Award for Best Foreign Film. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
The center, the fulcrum of The Lives of Others, is the actor Ulrich Muhe, who plays Weissler, a crack interrogator for the East German secret police, the Stasi. The movie is set in the mid-80s, 5 years before the fall of the Berlin Wall, and it turns on Weissler's surveillance of a pair of national celebrities, a playwright called Dreimann, played by Sebastian Koch, and his dishy actress girlfriend Christa Maria, played by Martina Gedeck. Dreimann is said to be loyal to the state. In fact, he's called the only non-subversive East German writer still taken seriously in the West. And yet Weissler thinks there's something fishy about him. He says that Dreimann should be investigated, and he's a bit surprised when his suggestion is accepted with enthusiasm. Only later will he discover that the operation was fast-tracked because the Minister of Culture wants the playwright's actress girlfriend for himself. And at that point, Weissler, the good East German, begins to wake up to the horror of what he does. The first film by Florian Henkel von Donnersmarck, The Lives of Others, is a brilliant piece of construction, at once a Kafkaesque tearjerker and a tragic farce. What lifts it to an even higher realm is Muhe's performance, which is amazingly self-contained and amazingly expressive. There isn't an ounce of fat on his body or in his acting. He's pared himself down to a pair of eyes that prowl the faces of his character's countrymen for signs of independent thinking. But if Weissler has shed all traces of non-essential humanity, he has just enough empathy to burrow into his prisoners' heads and reduce them over time to cringing wrecks. Belief in the mission of the German Democratic Republic and the resourcefulness of its enemies keeps him patient and centered in his labors. Before his current operation, it hardly seemed to matter that his most intimate exchanges were with the people whose lives he destroyed. But now, as he eavesdrops on the playwright and the actress in a dark, bare attic above their apartment, he's slowly drawn out of himself and into the lives of others. Movies can appeal to our best and worst instincts. It's when they appeal to both at once that they get really interesting. The genius of The Lives of Others is that even though we fear for the freedom of the vulnerable couple, we've seen how the Stasi breaks spirits along with bodies, it's a kick on some level to watch Weissler install his bugs with such marvelous efficiency. It gives us a naughty, voyeuristic charge to listen in, along with the Stasi, to their lovemaking, and to scrutinize their mundane conversations for signs of treason. In a culture in which there's no sphere of privacy, any stray complaint can furnish proof of disloyalty. The actress, Christa Maria, is in the scariest place. Her stage career could end abruptly if she doesn't put out for the cultural commissar. And Gedeck, the winsome star of Mostly Martha, takes the actress's indecisiveness to operatic heights. Ultimately, of course, we root for Weissler's conscience to thaw, for him to keep this couple safe. Yet the movie's most surprising and cruelest irony is that whenever he brings himself to do something decent, it rebounds on the people he seeks to protect. That's the black farce part of The Lives of Others, that in a system that perverts the most ordinary interactions, few good deeds go unpunished. The longish denouement takes place years after the main action and is clearly designed to soften the blow. I found it a tad corny, but most people I know think it's the highlight of the movie. What's inarguable is that it's a relief. After watching Truth and Justice turned upside down and inside out, there's a need to see a moral order reestablished, to see that what goes around comes around, to see that the lives of others have not been sacrificed in vain.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.